Will you pray with me as we prepare to hear God's word to us? God of mercy, you promised never to break your covenant with us. Speak your eternal word to us through these words of Scripture, and help us to respond to your gracious promises with faithful and obedient lives. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our first reading is from the book of Jeremiah, the prophet, and this is in chapter 8. And Jeremiah says, "My joy is gone. Grief is upon me. My heart is sick. Hark, the cry of my poor people from far and wide in the land. They say, 'Is the Lord not in Zion? Is her king not in her?' And God responds, 'Why have they provoked me to anger with their images, with their foreign idols?' The people continue, 'The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved.' And Jeremiah says, 'For the hurt of my poor people, I am hurt. I mourn, and dismay has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then has the health of my poor people not been restored? Oh, that my head were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears, so that I might weep day and night for the slain of my poor people.'" Here ends the first reading. And I have changed the second reading. I'm going to be reading from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 24. And you can find this, if you follow along in your pew Bibles, this is on page 766. And Lamentations is also attributed to the prophet Jeremiah. We heard his lament in our first reading, and hear now his words of hope. Jeremiah says, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." This is the word of the Lord.